Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. A former postmaster from County Derry has described as soul-destroying the effect of being caught up in the UK's post office scandal. Lee Williamson ran the sub-post office at Port Stewart from 2003 to 2012 and was wrongly convicted of theft after a £17,000 loss was identified in his business accounts due to a glitch in the post office IT system. He was at the Court of Appeal in Belfast today seeking to have his conviction overturned. The judge said they would review the case again once the implications of the British government's promised legislation to exonerate those convicted becomes clearer. He's been talking to our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
I took the post office over in 2003 and Horizon was already in at that stage. But the transactions that were going through the system were limited at that point in time. As the years went on, the post office was trying to protect the business and offer more services, such as foreign exchange. We were busy with transactions, but we started noticing that there was problems with the transactions where there were shortages appearing. Now, within the branch, you can print a trial balance and try and come to the bottom of these transactions, but it was very difficult to isolate any of the amounts that were being shown as being short. We would have spent hours and hours trying to trawl through dockets and information the best we could to try and, you know, fix the shortage.
How much might the discrepancy have been?
There was no rhyme or reason to the amount. Some day it could have been maybe a small amount of £37. One day it was exactly £1,000. £1,000 to anybody that works with money is a bundle of £10 notes. So I thought maybe I've put the money into one of the mail bags. Emptied 8 mail bags looking for money to see if there was any way it could have been that. So there wasn't just one big large amount. It was cumulative amounts over a long period of time. And you were going into work expecting it to be short, to be a problem with the balancing. And then when there was a problem with the balancing, it reaffirmed your negative thinking. And it had a severe impact on your mental health working in the post office over a long period of time.
So it got to the stage in May 2012 where basically there was an audit by the post office and there was a considerable sum of money on the face of it missing. What was that like the day the auditors turned up and you thought we're reaching a tipping point here?
After the number of years of dealing with the shortfall and knowing that the shortfall, you almost expected an audit to come. And it was like, this is it, this is the end now. You basically just knew that that was a time to give up.
Were you using your own money to try and make up the shortfalls as you went along?
Yeah, I had a small stationery business to the front of the post office that I had used to initially subsidise the shortfalls, but then you get to a stage where it's not feasible to keep up with the losses.
How much of your own money do you think you pumped in to try and balance the books as the post office would have had it?
We think it was about 7,000 of our own money, and then on top of the 17,000 loss that was realised at the time of audit.
You were then pursued by the post office on a series of criminal charges. You were brought to court and you were convicted. Tell us exactly what happened.
The process in Northern Ireland is not the same as what it would be in England and Wales. The post office bring forward all the evidence from their side and give it to the PPS. To fight any charges brought forward, we had no information. We didn't have the experience or the knowledge of other post offices being short. It's not you're innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty of being responsible for a shortage. Prove your innocence, and we have no information at hand to back our case at that stage. You're left with the option, do you fight it with the possibility of a jail sentence? And I'd never been in trouble before, and I regretfully took the decision to plead guilty, to move on, draw a line under the whole thing and move forward.
In very general terms, what impact has this whole scandal and debacle had on you and indeed on the rest of your family?
Anybody that does take on a role as a sub-postmaster does it because they want to serve and be a respected person within that community. And when you're faced with having to plead guilty, it is soul-destroying. It has a devastating effect of the impact that it will have on your family. As a parent, you try to gain the respect and be there for your family, and it takes away all self-esteem, your self-worth. But it's a necessary evil.
You're appealing now, and you're aware, of course, that the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has announced that there's going to be new legislation which will effectively overturn convictions like yours and other people who are in the same boat. You're still going through the process of trying to have your appeal overturned at the Court of Appeal here. How do you feel about the actions of the government at this stage?
The motive to expedite is welcome, but the loss of opportunity for real information to come out sort of taints that.
And that's former Derry Postmaster Lee Williamson speaking there to our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.